Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of 1 Timothy chapter 1, we were taught that if we will allow our heart to be led by God, He will direct us in the way He wants us to go. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
As I said, just in past years, already knew what I was going to study, but this time, for some reason, it just wasn't coming through. So, as I started reading this commentary, I said, I'm going to try to read all Sorensen's commentaries on the New Testament, the entire New Testament, over these 6 months, and drink it in. So, I read 1 Corinthians, and got in through 2 Corinthians, and was doing all right. And then I had realized that I had already read Galatians in that book. I had read part of Ephesians in that book, so I read the rest of Ephesians. I had read Philippians and Colossians. I'd read 1 and 2 Thessalonians out of that commentary. So I thought, well, boy, I'm taking this with me, and I've already read over a half of the commentary. But after I finished the rest of Ephesians, I started into 1 Timothy. And in a very short amount of time, I realized God was telling me, I want you to hone in on 1 and 2 Timothy. And so I started into those books. I searched the Greek. I read commentaries, and at least two commentaries, besides searching through the Greek. And then I also got into about six or seven different textbooks that I bought on it and studied it to try to know it and understand it, wrote my own notes down as I went along. Now, the purpose I have in telling you this so you know, I very strongly believe God wants me to teach this, not only to my people as I did back in 2010, 2011, but He also wants me to teach it to you, because it deals with the local church, and His local church is throughout the world. And so that's the importance of this. All the Bible is great. Every word is God-breathed. Now, in all honesty, there are some books we enjoy more than others. I probably enjoyed the book of Hebrews more than I had any other book, although I enjoy them all. Now, I like the book of 1 Timothy. But because of some of the controversy that comes out as a result of it, it's not really what a preacher wants to teach and preach, but he must. And so that's what I have set out to do. But if God will make it that strong to me that I must teach this, not only in my church, but on the radio, then I'm sure that He has a purpose for you hearing it. So do your best to take it to your heart and tell others that are in your church to listen to it. Ask your pastor to listen to it. As I said, there are books of the Bible that I have studied that I've not yet taught or preached in church, verse by verse. But God directed me on this. I want you to have it, my friend. But more than that, I believe that God wants you to have it. So I trust that you will follow along. Our sermons, this radio broadcast, is posted on our website each day so that you can, if you miss a day, you're out of town, you can come back and listen to the days that you miss. Now, by way of introduction to the book, in verses 1 and 2, we see a very powerful call. Let me reread verse 1 and then also read verse 2. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God, our Savior, and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, this, again, is a powerful call. Paul, the sent one, is sent to the Gentiles. He's called often the apostle to the Gentiles. And he is so by commandment from God. And so, my friend, many of you that are listening to me are Gentiles. And so that affects us. Have you ever felt God was laying something on your heart so very strongly that it started to consume you until you did it? Well, have you thought that it was not only a call, but a command from God? See, my friend, that is how we should view the call of God on our life. Ephesians 2:10 is very clear. There we're told that we are His workmanship. He does the work, not us. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. God has a plan already laid out for your life. When we surrender our heart and will to God, we're saying, okay, Lord, you're Lord. I'm servant. Do what is necessary to conform me to your will. As the song says, mold me, make me after thy will. I've got to be careful not to cry and complain as the Lord is molding and making me. I've got to keep it in mind that as I go sometimes through the crucibles, He's allowing that He might form me and mold me to make me a gem in His ministry. And my friend, that's what He wants to do with you. See, you don't have to be a pastor to be used of God. You don't have to hold a position in the local church to be used of God. You don't have to be a Sunday school teacher. You don't have to sing in the choir. But God does have a specific will for your life, and He wants to use you. Now, as a pastor of the church, and for that matter, anyone who would serve or hold office in the local church is to be someone who carries through the will of Christ, His commandments, and, my friend, His desires. Too often we look for leadership with talent and leadership skills, but we don't seek to see if that person is a spiritual man or a spiritual woman. Now, you may not have the call of the Apostle Paul, but whatever our call is, and if you're saved, you have a call on your life. Whatever your call is, we are accountable, just like Paul was to God. We are accountable to God, whether we fulfill the call of God or not. I believe that many will come to the judgment seat of Christ and find out that He had called them for a specific duty, maybe to a mission field, or maybe in some other areas, and they knew exactly nothing about it because they never sought to know God's will. They didn't seek God with their heart, and God didn't really reveal it because He knew they would have handled it nonchalantly. Now, if you don't seek to know God's will with your whole heart, chances are you wouldn't seek to do His will with your whole heart if you knew what it was. So sometimes God doesn't reveal His will until you seek it with your whole heart. God wants servants, not just people occupying space. He wants servants. Notice it says, by God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ there in verse 1. Too often, many are inclined to think of God as a judge rather than a Savior. But remember, it was God who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And notice, our Savior, not only my Savior or Paul's Savior, it is our Savior. Do you remember Jesus Christ teaching the disciples in John 16, verses 26 and 27? He stated, "At that day, ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God." Savior is used in connection with the Lord Jesus Christ more than it is any other member of the Godhead. But my friend, it is as blessedly true that God the Father is as much a Savior as God the Son. Now notice what Hosea chapter 13, verse 4 says, "Yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt. And thou shalt know no God but me, for there is no Savior beside me." Isaiah 43:11 says, "I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." Notice the titles for the Lord Jesus Christ that are given here. Those titles are Lord and Christ. Has it ever occurred to you that when Jesus was here on earth that no friend of his is ever recorded as addressing him by his given name of Jesus? Now, Jesus means Jehovah Savior. Yes, it's the sweetest name on mortal tongue. It's the sweetest carol ever sung. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Jesus. Blessed Jesus. But that was the name given him in his humanity. But we never hear him addressed in person as Jesus. The disciples referred to him as Lord or Master most often. After the resurrection, the Holy Spirit has these apostles who write scriptures under the direction of the Holy Spirit. Basically, they just take the dictation of the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit has them use the name Jesus. And that's the name he gives them as they take the word that he dictates and sends them to the local churches throughout the epistles. When special honor is given, the title Lord Jesus Christ is used. Why? Well, he's the Christian's Lord. And he is the Christ of God, the Anointed, and the world's Jesus who came to save them from their sin.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send it your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.